I'll take it, sir.
Mr. Lasky, I'm Commander Dan Thurman, Executive Officer. Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Now, follow me to the bridge.
Stand clear, spot 3, helo 733, rotating.
Give me 25 knots of wind over the deck.
Aye, Captain. All ahead, folks.
5-4, aye.
Indicate 100 RPM.
Indicate 100 RPMs, aye, sir.
Set the bridge, all ahead, call 100 RPM.
Continue fixed wing recovery.
Aye, Captain. Let's bring the gag aboard.
5200, the signal is Charlie.
Set 5-2, Tomcat.
Set 5-2, Tomcat.
Overhead, 30 seconds. Tomcat 200. I'm on approach and lining up.
Industries to the Defense Department, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
What is your job, Mr. Lasky?
I'm a systems analyst.
Oh, efficiency expert, right?
Yeah, you could say that.
That's a quick change in the weather.
Yeah, sure is.
Getting a little strange out there, boys. Welcome aboard, Mr. Lasky.
Thank you, Captain. Are we headed for a squall?
Not an official one.
Sir, this is Commander Damon, Operations Officer.
How do you do, Mr. Lasky?
Fine, thank you.
And Lieutenant Perry, Officer of the Deck.
How do you do, sir?
Good, sir.
Mr. Lasky is going to be taking a look at how we do things here aboard the Nimitz.
We'll give you whatever help we can, sir.
Thank you.
Our departure was delayed 2 days. At the request of your mysterious boss.
Well, I'm sorry about that, Captain, but I'm afraid Mr. Richard Tideman is as much a mystery to me as he is to the rest of the world.
2 days.
Perhaps the fact that Tideman helped design and build this ship affords him some special privileges. Sir, Corporal Cullen will escort you while you're aboard ship.
Right this way, sir.
Oh, Mr. Lasky.
Sir.
I'd be delighted if you'd join me for dinner.
Thank you, Captain. I'd like to.
If I'm mistaken, it was Black Cloud's forecast this morning for clear skies and sunshine.
I'll bet he wishes it wasn't, sir.
Hand me that weather report, please. Thank you.
Sir? What do you think it is? Wasn't there on the morning run?
Check all projection lenses, and if it's not there, check all receivers.
Aye, aye, sir.
Корабль «Матка-Нимец» впереди. Повторяю, корабль «Матка-Нимец» впереди.
Буду продолжать испытания корабля матки «Нимец» до конца. Буду наблюдать испытания корабля матки «Нимец» до конца. Конец передачи. Конец передачи.
«Нимец»? Who's that?
A Russian trolling.
What's he want?
A big fish.
Been assigned to navigate his import cabin, sir. Connects with Commander Owen, our air wing commander. Your luggage has been delivered, sir. I'll be just outside, sir, if there's anything you need.
Thank you.
Pacific at War, Commander Richard T. Owen.
Very well. Captain, we're having communication problems with the incoming flights.
What do you mean?
It's interference from the storm, sir.
Get Black Cloud up here.
Yes, sir.
Sunshine and clear skies.
Anything else you'd like to see?
I beg your pardon.
What the hell are you doing in my cabin?
Terribly sorry. You're Commander Owen. I'm Warren Lasky. They put me next door.
Oh, yes. Well, Mr. Lasky, the one thing we cherish aboard a ship is privacy. Maybe it's because we get so damn little of it.
I understand. I hope you'll forgive me. You know, from what I've read, your manuscript is very good. I mean, really very good.
Thank you. You a historian, Mr. Lasky?
Well, I'm a little bit of everything, I guess. I work for Tithing Industries.
What exactly is your job aboard this ship?
Very simply, I look at the way you people do things, and, you know, if I can think of any alternatives, I write it up and submit a report to the Department of Defense.
Seek a FISA?
Well, there are always alternatives, Commander.
Mr. Lasky, please don't look for them in here.
Excuse me.
Lost Gags here.
Hi, Dick.
George, any further word from Stanton?
We know he's inbound, but we can't talk to him. His radios are garbled. Just wish he had more experience. Yes, Captain. Yes, sir, he's right here. Okay.
Yes, Skipper. How many planes have you got in the air?
Just one, sir. Our newest pilot, Stan.
Well, get him aboard as fast as you can. I want to get out of this weather. Right away, Skipper. He wants it down now. Keep trying.
Corsair, 412.
Air Ops Primary. Try again on 412. See if you can reach him.
Sir.
Ah, Black Cloud, you've been doing unauthorized rain dances again, huh?
Take a look at the scope, sir.
The water temperature is down 5 degrees. And even the barometer is giving improper readings. It should be down, and it's way up.
What the hell is that?
It seems to have a cycle, sir. One run it's there, the next one is clear. One run it's there, the next one is clear. I've never seen anything like it.
Turn those destroyers around and head them back to Pearl Harbor. No need for them to go through this.
Yes, sir.
Keep her in the wind till we get that Corsair aboard. One of our new pilots.
All units in Romeo Alpha, this is Kilo Bravo.
Hey,
West Tower, this is 412. I have an unsafe hook indicator, over.
412, roger, unsafe hook. Recycle your hook.
Negative.
412, your transmission poor. Say your fuel state.
Captain Boss, that Corsair's in real trouble.
Can't get his tail hooked down. I think we better take him in the barricade.
Rig it.
Air Ops, try flight.
Hold on the flight deck.
87 Corsair in trouble. Can't get his hook down. This is not a drill.
Yeah, there he is.
Heads up, green deck, land aircraft.
My God.
Central, come up on the JA.
Yes, sir.
Steady she goes.
Steady she goes, all right.
Central, Brad, pick up the JA.
Aye, sir.
Where's that plane?
I don't see it, Captain.
Sound general quarters.
Aye, Captain. Bosun.
Bosun made aye, sir.
Sound general quarters.
Aye, sir.
Heads up on deck. He's inbound to the barricade. Read the deck to the barricade.
Hey, you.
Crash on deck.
Crash on deck. All bridges on spawn now. Let's get out there and watch for fire.
Go back to course 350.
Aye, aye, sir.
Known position of our destroyers before the storm?
Yes, sir, Captain.
Skipper? Well, Dan, go down and check out the threat board. Keep me posted.
Right.
Get Cag up here.
Yes, sir.
I want to talk to SyncPAC fleet.
Captain, we're down across the board. Antennas check out, but we're off the air.
Any word from our destroyers?
We aren't getting anything except some code transmissions in the 200-meter band. Otherwise, we're dead as a doornail.
Ops, what's our radar picture?
Radar shows us clear, sir.
Clear? Can't you see that Russian trawler?
I have the signal officer on deck, but no visual sighting, sir.
Keep me advised. Navigator, what's our posit?
270, Captain. 280 miles west of Pearl Harbor.
Oh, Dick. Launch a Hawkeye to check ship's communications. A Crusader to make a photo run over Pearl and put two Tomcats on ready alert.
Yes, sir.
Captain? Captain? Hey, what happened?
Frankly, I don't know. Lieutenant, have the heads of all departments meet me at CBIC immediately after the launch.
Aye, aye, sir.
Stolaski, I want you to stay with me.
Captain's off the bridge.
It's a code.
Can you break it, Chief?
I think someone's putting us on.
Why?
Because I learned this code at Great Lakes. It's ancient.
Thanks, Chief.
Stand clear, 012, Hawkeye, rotating.
You'll be told.
When?
As soon as the skipper's ready.
That's what they all do. Hey,
Exo, what's going on?
Send it on deck.
Carry on.
Gentlemen?
We're at General Porter's because I don't have any idea what's happened. But I don't exclude the possibility of war.
Nuclear strike?
Possibility. Now, what action's been taken?
Well, Skipper, there's nothing on the threat board, and there's been no significant damage to the ship, and the crew's in good shape.
Air wing is intact. First team is ready to go. E2 is now showing the area clear, and reconnaissance aircraft should be coming up on Pearl any moment, sir.
George?
Well, the reactor is stable. All readings are normal. Capable for maximum speed, Captain.
Lloyd?
We can transmit and receive, but we haven't been able to reach anybody.
Why's that?
Tried everybody in the book, SyncPAC, Joint Chiefs. I even took a crack at the White House.
Now, we do have some low-band transmissions, strictly manual stuff, with very low power. We'll have to do some retuning to transmit in that range.
Get on with it. Ops?
All radars up, all weapon systems check out. We're ready, sir.
Mr. Lasky, you have anything to add?
No, sir, not at this time.
Skipper, I have a reconnaissance report coming in now, sir.
Flight level 250, camo rolling. There doesn't appear to be any damage. Seems to be some unusual shipping traffic. I'll make another pass for a close-up series.
ETA to Nimitz, 12 minutes, sir.
Skipper, we're picking up some weird traffic on the AM broadcast band on the entertainment circuit, but the signal strength is very weak.
Boy, there's no use. I tried, and I can't get Carmichael to go to sleep. Roger, that polar bear's got to go to sleep. He's supposed to have been in hibernation
Jack
over
Benny?
10 days ago.
Uh-huh.
Where is he now?
Sitting up in bed reading Esquire.
Esquire? Well, take it away from him.
Oh, come now, boss. He's been around.
Lloyd, tape and monitor all transmissions. Ops, I want a closer look on all air, surface, and subsurface contacts within 250 miles of this ship. Vic, put some tankers and a medium-sized strike force on a 30-minute alert.
Aye, aye, sir.
Any questions?
Skipper, the ship is still at general quarters. Request permission to go to condition 3.
Granted. I'll be on the bridge. I want answers.
That's on deck!
On the bridge.
Captain, CIC reports the surface contact bearing 350 degrees at 130 miles.
I want an ID on the surface contact.
Yes, sir.
Launch the ready alert.
Aye.
Trust our enemies, and he knows better.
You're absolutely right.
Hey, Laurel, you finished that very quickly.
Well, I hope so. Let's see, where were we? Here we are. So if he does choose to support my program, let Senator Chapman be assured now that I am fully aware of those qualities in him which recommend him as cabinet material.
I think that says it exactly. You agree, Arthur?
Well, Scott, you should have been a diplomat.
I rather thought I was.
Well, you certainly cooked up a compromise that's going to make your boss the next vice president of the United States.
I better type this up before you two start trying to improve on it.
Thanks, Laurel. Arthur, will you leave the girl enough clothes on not to catch cold? She's too valuable to me right now.
Have you slept with her yet?
What kind of a question is that to ask a married man?
You son of a gun.
I think I better go check what she's doing.
Oh, sure.
Arthur, have another drink and stop thinking about how much everybody else is getting.
Thanks.
See you later.
We swung it, Laurel. How about that? We really swung it.
Did you tell him you were sleeping with me?
What? Laurel, I wish I was, but I'm not going to lie about it.
People assume you are anyway. I guess I'll just have to live with the fact.
Fact?
Of what they think.
You're a strange girl, Laurel. You give more back talk and less cooperation than any girl on Capitol Hill. I don't know why I put up with you and your dog. I don't know why I just don't fire you.
Because I'm the best political assistant you'll find, and you're still more interested in politics than sex. Charlie, what is he barking at? Charlie, what is it?
Contact. Alert one, this is Eagle One. What have you got?
We've overflown the craft, sir. It's a civilian yacht flying U.S. flag, about 50 feet in length, old but in mint condition. Over.
Hold observation position. Dispatching A6 tanker for refueling.
Broadcasting on the armed forces band.
Broadcasting after a strike?
Excuse me. Captain.
Yes?
Sir, is it possible that this could be part of some secret naval maneuver?
Of course not.
There are a few people who like to watch us work under pressure.
What are you saying, Sam?
The Department of Defense sent him out here. Maybe they wanted to give him something to watch.
Now, that makes more sense than anything else so far.
Now, wait a minute, gentlemen. You may be the victims of some kind of joke, but whether the Pentagon's behind it, or the Kremlin, or some little green men from Mars, I promise you, I'm as much in the dark about it as you are. Captain, we're getting something you might want to hear.
In the plot room.
Aye, sir.
Aerial
reconnaissance photographs of Pearl Harbor.
Turn that off. Yes, sir. That'll be all.
You.
It's not Pearl Harbor. Sure as hell is.
Look at that old battle leg.
It's a memorial now. It's the Arizona.
She's completely intact.
That's right. Get Mr. Lasky back up here.
Yes, sir.
What's the matter with you?
I was just on the bridge. I was scared. Real scared.
What happened?
It's crazy. The Russians, us, even the Germans. We've finally done it.
Done what, for Christ's sake?
War. We're at war.
You always talking shit.
Mr. Lasky, I want a straight answer. I don't give a damn about any orders you've had elsewhere. Is there something you've held back?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing, Captain.
All right. I accept that. Here's a photo taken by our reconnaissance pilots less than an hour ago.
May I suggest something, Captain?
I'm wide open.
I suggest that you ask Commander Owens to come up here right away and bring the photos he's using to illustrate his book.
Why?
I think he'll have something very interesting to show you, sir.
All right.
Tanker, this is Alert One. You got two thirsty Tomcats. What do you got?
I've got the hard stuff. Pull right in.
Contact. We've got a green light. Fill her up, check the oil, and clean the windshield. Over.
Dick, where'd you get these?
I got them from the Smithsonian, sir. They're old agency clothes of pearl. Just like these.
Not like these.
That was taken less than an hour ago.
I don't understand, sir. These are pre-World War II pictures. This is the fleet that was destroyed.
Sir, CIC reports two bogeys at low altitude. Distance 125 miles.
Have our fighters take an ID pass.
I can.
Have our fighters investigate and identify the contact 090, signal busted.
Aye, sir. Alert one, this is Eagle Control.
Vector 210 for the bogeys. Bogeys low and slow. Your signal is busted. I say again, your signal is busted.
Roger, Eagle Control. Alert two now completing refueling. Vectoring 210 out.
That's the Arizona. Tennessee, West Virginia. You're saying that these are both photographs of Pearl Harbor on December the 6th, 1941? Yes, sir. Our reconnaissance plane has just taken pictures of something that hasn't existed for over 40 years.
Sir, we've got ID on the bogeys.
Captain's on the bridge.
What button?
11, sir.
Alert one, this is Eagle One.
What have you got? Two Japanese Zeros, sir. Two what? Two trophy class Mitsubishi A6Ms in original condition, complete with all markings. I mean, they look brand new, sir.
Have you been spotted?
Negative. We're right in the sun at their 6 o'clock high.
Stay in visual contact. Take no action without clearance.
Wilco, Eagle One. Out.
Jack Benny and Rochester.
A newscast.
Somebody, for some reason, wants us to believe that we're back in 1941. Now, who wants it?
The Russians.
Oh, damn. Maybe. Parapsychology.
Excuse me, Captain. But we also have to consider one alternative possibility.
What's that?
The possibility that what's happening here is real.
That's ridiculous.
Maybe. But we have some pretty strong evidence, sir. Let's not just write off one possible explanation for it because we don't happen to like it.
Now, how would that be possible, Mr. Lasky? Could you explain that to me?
No, sir, I can't. But all of us know that movement through time is possible. Einstein proved.
In theory.
In theory.
So all we have to do is move through some storm at sea, and bingo, we're all much more clever than Einstein.
What sort of storm was that, Commander? Certainly nothing like I've ever seen.
Nothing like any of us have ever seen.
There are forces in the universe which we're only now just beginning to understand. I mean understand through science, not superstition. There are black holes in space, antimatter, curved space. Things that are as strange to us as electricity would have been to people in the Middle Ages. Or this ship in World War II.
Crew's anxious for an explanation, too. I've got to get a clear picture of all this. Let's go to CIC.
There they are.
They're not ours, are they?
No, certainly not. They have Japanese markings. Captain of Radio Hawaii. Find out about Japanese fighter planes in the area.
Yes, sir.
Oh, God, you're shooting!
Oh,
my God.
Captain, send a message.
He's got to get off this boat.
Come on, Laurel.
Eagle Control, this is Alert One. They just scraped the hell out of that yacht.
Why would they attack a yacht?
Their job would be to destroy anything with a radio that could warn Pearl Harbor.
Providing you and Mr. Einstein are correct. Dick, where would the Japanese fleet be at this time on December the 6th, 1941?
Well, sir, they'd be off the scope, but an educated guess would be around about here. Excuse me. They have to be here up around the northwest sector.
Well, let's get this settled once and for all. Have the E-2 check it out. I want to see if the Japanese task force is out there.
Yes, sir.
Eagle Control, Alert One. They're making another run. Jesus! You'll shoot that damn yacht to pieces. Request permission to arm and fire.
For God's sake,
excuse me. Negative.
Charlie!
No! Laura! Not now! Come on! Those planes are coming in! Come on! Let's go! Come on, Harvey!
Survivors?
Stand by. Affirmative. One, two, freeway west. Hey, wait a minute. Those bastards are turning back. They're going to scrape them in the water. Request permission to fire.
This is Eagle One. You are cleared to arm, but do not fire.
Draw them off. Play with them, but don't fire. Affirmative.
should give him another shot.
Heading on course, 220.
220. Sweet Jesus. Skipper, they're headed straight for us, and we've got an armed strike force just sitting on the deck.
Alert one, this is Eagle One. You're cleared to fire. Splash the zeros. I say again, splash the zeros.
Yes, sir.
This has got to be a dream.
Picking up on 4, 5, 6 heavies. Possible carriers and 24 escort ships. Southeasterly heading. Negative radio or radar emissions. Request instructions. Over.
That is the Japanese attack force. Huh? I guess now we know. Look, take personal charge of a rescue team. Keep the survivors isolated. Crazy situation, this. Look, you know what I want, I understand.
Dan, keep the fighters airborne and cover the rescue.
All right. Now, track and report all movements of the Japanese task force.
Aye, aye. You still think it's a dream?
It's a nightmare.
We'll be right back.
boss, 3-6.
Go ahead, 3-6.
We got two survivors, and now we're waiting to pick up Cag.
Cag? What the hell is he doing in the water?
Damned if I know.
You all right, ma'am? How are you feeling, sir?
What the hell kind of a machine is this thing? And what's your ship, Commander?
It's an aircraft carrier, sir. I'm Air Wing Commander Richard Owen.
Sam Chapman.
Senator Samuel Chapman?
That's right. Sure, I'm glad you are out here.
Yes, sir.
Have these things returned to the Japanese pilot. Get this translated.
Aye, sir. Captain's on the bridge.
Zelaski. Gentlemen.
Captain's off the bridge.
Ignore it any longer. Every man on this ship knows that we have radar and visual contact with the Japanese fleet approaching Pearl Harbor on December the 6th, 1941. Now, what do we do about it?
Skipper, what we do about it is blow them out of the water.
The USS Nimitz declares war on the Japanese Empire? That's what we've been doing. But they haven't attacked Pearl Harbor yet. The only evidence we have that they intend to is in the history. It opens up some amazing possibilities. Think of the firepower of the USS Nimitz back in 1941.
What kind of possibilities, Mr. Lasky?
Possibilities for the future, Mr. Owens. Think of the history of the next 40 years.
I have a suspicion history will be a little more difficult to beat than you imagine, Mr. Lasky.
I'm talking about the classic paradox of time. Imagine, for example, I go back in time to meet my own grandfather.
long before he got married, before he had children. And we have an argument, and I kill him. Now, if that happens, how am I ever going to be born? And if I can never be born, how can I go back in history and meet my very own grandfather?
I'm not half the theorist you are, Mr. Lasky, but I still have a gut instinct that things only happen once. And if they have happened, then there's nothing we can do to change them. Nor should we try.
How are you going to avoid it? It's already happening, and we're already involved.
For Christ's sake, what is this? Some half-assed Princeton debating society. We are in a war situation. This is a United States warship. Or at least it used to be. Or will be. Or what the hell ever. Oh, God damn it, you can drive yourself crazy just trying to think about this stuff. Jesus, I must be dreaming.
Now, hold it. All right, now let's all calm down. Let's take it one step at a time and buy the book. The United States of America falls under attack. Our job is to defend her. The past, present, and future.
And after that?
After that, we take our orders from the Commander-in-Chief of the United States Armed Forces.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt?
Everything all right here?
You in command of this ship?
Hardly. No, I'm a doctor. Ship's commander's Captain Yellen. I'm sure he'll be down to see you as soon as possible.
Certainly hope so.
Meanwhile, you both seem none the worse for your little mishap.
Mishap? You call getting a boat shot out from under you and three people dead a mishap?
Are we at war? Is that what happened?
I'm really not in a position to tell you. Yes.
Charlie! Charlie! Oh, Charlie, am I glad to see you.
Doctor, would you please inform the captain that Senator Samuel Chapman, co-chairman of the Senate Defense Committee, would like to see him at once?
Of course, Senator.
Doctor, I believe I said at once.
First the vitamin shot. Now, if you'll both roll up your sleeves. Senator?
No, goddammit. Now, you can take up your needles, doctor, and whatever's in them, and get the hell out of here. Corporal?
What the hell are we? Prisoners?
Smoking lamp is lighted in all authorized spaces.
So history may be tougher to beat than I imagine.
You're becoming a real pain in the ass, Lasky. You take an awful lot of risks for someone who's supposed to be intelligent.
Do I? The attack on Pearl Harbor was far from a surprise for many people, among them the prominent and ambitious Senator Samuel S. Chapman, who had only 2 weeks before publicly argued for an increase in our strength in the Pacific. Ironically, the senator disappeared and was presumed dead following the attack he had foreseen so clearly. Had he lived, it's very possible Chapman could have been Roosevelt's running mate in the 1944 election, and upon his death, the next president of the United States. Well, now, if that doesn't come under the heading of trying to beat history, I don't know what does.
Last guy realized who he had the moment I heard his name.
Why'd you keep it to yourself?
Because I don't have your appetite for playing God with the world. What was I supposed to do, throw him back in the sea?
Well, at least that would have preserved the natural order of history, as you've written it.
Go to hell, Lasky.
Go to hell yourself. I want to meet Chapman. Damn it!
If this wasn't happening to me, I wouldn't believe it. Who the hell are these people?
The Navy.
The Navy, yeah. But what part of it? I've never seen machines like they got on board this thing. And where have they been developing aircraft like that? The Navy would have to appear before my committee. And I've never even heard a whisper about rocket planes and that thing they pulled us out of the sea with. And naming this ship after Chester Nimitz, an active duty admiral. What the hell's going on here? Yeah. Roosevelt. He owns the military. That's it. That's exactly who. FDR has wanted the United States in this war since it started. But he knows there's no way it's going to happen except in response to an attack.
You always said the Japanese would attack.
That's right. And who's sitting out here with no press while the White House takes all the credit for raising the alarm and being ready to hit back?
Obviously, we are.
God damn it.
Anything? Whoever he is, he's either too scared or too well briefed to talk about it. Excuse me.
All right, Corporal. Commander! I demand to know why we're being
right away.
Charlie!
Wait, I got him.
Grabbed a weapon. Shot one of my men, maybe two. We're in position.
The area is sealed off.
Stand by. Get Lieutenant Kojima up here on the double.
Can we get a transfer?
How the hell do we know what he's saying?
We need a translator. Tell him we need a translator.
Maybe that's just what he's trying to tell us.
そうだ。グリアルク。どうでも変に動いたら、撃つ。そうだ。電話を使っていい。責任者を呼ぶんだ。
All right, Dick, Lieutenant Kojima's here. Put it on the box.
Ask him what he wants.
Anata no yōkyū jōken wa nan desu ka?
Yōkyū jōken wa muden sōshin ki no tandoku jiyū sōsa.
He wants access to a radio, sir.
Does he say why?
Because he wants to warn his commander. It's about us.
Ryū wa iwan. Yōkyū jōken wa onaji.
He repeats the demand. Or else, he will kill again.
you think there's a chance, they might believe it.
Well, there's no chance if things remain the way they are. Tell them we agree.
Joke, ni?
Ojimasu.
He says one more attempt to trick him, and the girl is dead.
There'll be no tricks. He can use the radio room if he frees the girl.
Onao, jiu ni shitara, tsushin shitsu ni.
Haireru yo, kousho shimasu.
Kisama ra o, shinjinai.
He says he doesn't believe you.
Why don't you tell him what's going on here, Commander? You're an expert on what's going to happen tomorrow. Why don't you tell him about it, for God's sakes? Go on, tell him. We got nothing to lose.
Vic?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Tell him.
26 November, six carriers left the Kor Isles, north of Japan.
11 月26日、6隻の空母が
The carriers were the Kangni, Tongna, Shokaku, Zuikaku, Hiryu, Soryu. Tomorrow at dawn, these carriers will send 353 planes to attack Pearl Harbor.
How in the hell do you know all that?
Shingo ga detera, Shinju wan o kogeki suru.
Your code is climb Mount Netaka. Nitaka Yamani Nobore.
Please, Miss Scott, don't ask me any questions. There isn't anything I can tell you this time.
I want to get out of this bathrobe and into some clothes. Will somebody please get me some clothes? For God's sake!
Chief, get the senator some clothes.
Yes, sir.
Senator Matt Yellen, manning off.
Where and how did you get all this information I've been hearing? And is it true?
Yes, sir.
Did you inform Pearl Harbor Command?
No, Senator.
Why the hell not?
The reason's a little complicated, but believe me, Senator, this carrier is capable of handling any attack should it occur.
One carrier against a whole fleet?
Just what kind of an idiot you take
Senator,
me for, Captain?
Calm down.
The hell with you. Tell Pearl Harbor what's happening here, or I'll talk to them.
Very well. Dan, set up the communications in my in-port cabin. Wouldn't you like to talk to them with some clothes on?
Thank you, Captain.
Follow me, sir.
You all right?
Yes, sir, I'm fine. Can you do that, Captain?
Hmm?
Contact Pearl Harbor. Back in 1941.
I think so.
Then what do you do?
Just one step at a time.
Yeah. Like a minefield.
This is Senator Samuel S. Chapman of the United States Senate on board the aircraft carrier Nimitz. And Captain Yelland is here with me.
You're on what?
I repeat, I am Senator Samuel S. Chapman on board the USS Nimitz.
All right, whoever the hell you are, use of military frequencies by unauthorized personnel is a felony.
Now, just a minute here, sir.
As we have no aircraft carrier Nimitz and no Captain Yelland, I suggest, asshole, that you stop impersonating some other asshole and get off the air. You're wasting our time.
How dare you talk to me that way? Captain, tell them who you are. Speak to them.
You. What are you doing here? You're a civilian.
Yes, I'm with the Department of Defense. I mean, the Navy Department, sir.
Well, that's more like it. What's going on here?
I'm afraid I'm just an observer here, sir. I couldn't tell you anything more than you already know.
What's happening here? Who are you people?
Sir, when you're ready, the captain requests that you and Miss Scott join him in his in-port cabin.
Thank you. I'll wait outside when you change.
Please, I really don't want to be left alone right now. I'll just be a minute.
Just exactly what is it you do for the Senator, Miss Scott?
I work for him, Commander. I'd like to think I'm more than just a secretary. I write most of his speeches. In general, I'm his assistant.
It's quite an accomplishment for a woman in your day and age.
Let me tell you something. I'm ambitious and very capable. That's a combination that's not much appreciated. It's a man's world. I'm sure you'll agree.
It certainly is, Miss Scott.
I spent a lot of time trying to hide the way I look, hoping to be recognized for my ability.
How's it going so far?
Well, let me put it this way. If the way I look gets me in the door, then God help him when I get through.
You're a remarkable woman, Scott.
Shall we?
Enemy fleet bears 042 degrees.
Captain, they bear 042 degrees. Range 182 miles. Course 180. Speed 12.
Very well. Keep me advised.
Laurel, are you all right?
Scott, I'm Matt Yellen, skipper of this ship.
Thank you for your hospitality, Captain. But I insist that you fly Miss Scott and myself to Pearl Harbor immediately.
Very well. Lieutenant.
Yes, sir.
Follow this officer. He'll see that you're fully equipped and then escort you to the hangar deck.
Thank you, Captain. Laurel?
Charlie?
Forget about the dog. He'll be all right.
Wait a minute, Captain. I think you're making a big mistake here. That man mysteriously disappeared on December the 7th, 1941. That's today, sir. Now, at the present time, he is the front-running candidate for the vice presidential spot on the Democratic ticket in 1944. And if he survives, he's almost certain to become the president of the United States when Roosevelt dies in April of 1945. Now, sir, don't you think he'd be a whole lot safer to stay here on this ship with us for the time being, I mean?
Lasky, my job is to make decisions here, now. Not worry about what politician may be in the White House 4 years from now or 40 years ago.
But
and
sir,
right now, I don't like having two civilians on my ship when I'm about to do battle.
You've got three civilians.
Mr. Lasky, you're free to go with them if you like.
Dick.
Just got enough time to drop him off on a deserted spot on this island.
Not Pearl, sir?
Hell no. It'd be a whole lot safer there. With equipment to look after themselves till it's over. I'll feel a lot easier with him off my hands.
Yes, sir.
Dick. Sure you're back by 0700? I want my best man commanding that strike force.
Yes, sir.
Now hear this. All hands, stand by for a special announcement from the captain in 15 minutes.
What are you doing here, Mr. Lasky?
I want to go to Pearl Harbor with you.
Wait.
You're not going to Pearl, are you? Do they know?
No.
Enemy fleet 170 miles north-northwest Pearl.
The Japanese fleet now bears 055 degrees, 162 miles.
This is the captain. I'm speaking to every man aboard this ship. In the past few hours, many things have happened. The rumors of nuclear attacks and a third world war are totally untrue. We have no reason to believe that
any aggression has been taken against our homes and families. I believe that what we have stumbled across is not man-made, but a phenomenon of nature.
One that can't be explained. This phenomenon is a storm which the Nimitz went through less than 18 hours ago. The storm has had some effect on time, as we know it. It created a portal,
a door into another era.
Today is December the 7th, 1941. I'm sure we're all aware of the significance this state, this place in history.
We're about to fight a battle that was lost
before most of you were born.
This time, with God's help, it's going to be different. Good luck.
Hey!
Good boy. Where have you been hiding? You want to come with me? Come on, boy.
Commander Owen in the air yet?
No, sir.
Let me know the moment he's airborne.
Yes, sir.
Why didn't you go with him?
I wasn't invited.
Skipper, time to go.
Then let's go. Pearl Harbor! You shoot that in the air, we're all going up!
And you better do what I say! Take off! Now!
It just disappeared.
That's it, Captain. 1 second it was on the scope. The next it was gone.
Search, Carty.
It's too late. Officer of the deck, turn the Nimitz into the wind.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Launch aircraft.
Yes, sir, Captain.
That's it. Let's go. Cash, you got green lights. Get them in the air.
Thank you.
Bravo. Vector 120. Estimated time of intercept, 0740. Over.
Zulu 5 Bravo. This is Victory 210. 9 minutes to intercept.
Sir, I think you ought to see this. It suddenly appeared behind us.
I don't believe this.
It's starting again.
Do you think we can outrun it?
Maybe we ought to be asking ourselves, should we even be trying to outrun it?
6 minutes to intercept.
Change course to 180.
Aye, aye, sir.
All ahead, flank speed.
Smith, freeze rudder. Steady course, 180. Come to course 180.
Aye, sir.
All ahead, flank. Indicate 125 RPM.
All ahead, flank. Indicate 125 RPM.
Bravo, this is Victory 210. I have enemy bandits on radar, approximately 4 minutes to intercept.
210, this is Zulu 5 Bravo. You're cleared to arm.
Sir, when we change course, the storm changed course. It's following us and growing at the same time.
I'm recalling those planes.
Wait a minute, sir, you can't do that. We've got an incredible opportunity here. We know where all the mistakes are going to be made for the next 40 years, and you've got the power to correct them.
You stay out of this. Scrub the mission. Get those planes back.
Your signal is Buster. I say again, your signal is Buster.
Read you loud and clear. Strike force, this is Strike Leader. Return to base. Mission aborted.
Mission aborted? Well, we can see them.
They're going to let the Japs do it again.
This is the captain. Now, hear this, men. You've been through it once. You're going through it again. Prepare for approaching storm.
Appeared over Pearl Harbor at about 7:55 a.m., a dawn attack.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Any contact with our planes?
No, sir.
Keep trying. Dan, get me a damage report.
Right, Skipper. Get a phone check with all stations.
Yes, sir.
You still have control of the rudder.
Rich has control of the rudders.
Very well.
All stations, free. Phone check.
There they are!
Clear!
Low, on the right.
We'll be right back.
stand by to render honors to port, USS Arizona.
Attention to port. And salute. Two. Carry on. Pacific Fleet arriving. Third Fleet arriving. Carrier Group 8 arriving.
What the hell's going on here?
Admiral, I don't know where to begin.
Aircraft carrier getting lost in the Pacific Ocean. What kind of Navy is this?
You'll never believe it.
Captain, the admirals have departed.
Thank you.
You seem to have a 40-year-old dog on your hands.
Yeah, you could say that.
Good luck, Mr. Lasky.
Thank you, Mr. Thurman. Goodbye. You don't want to wait, Captain. I think we're lucky.
How's that?
At least we came back to the same world we left.
Most of us have.
Did Commander Owen have any family?
No one. Lasky, you've been a pain in the ass. But I'm glad to have known you.
Thank you, Captain. I appreciate that.
Good luck to you. And you too.
Wait a minute, boy. Here, Charlie. Charlie, come back here.
Charlie.
Mr. Lasky, Mr. and Mrs. Tideman would like you to join them.
Mr. Tideman.
Welcome back, Mr. Lasky.
Laurel. Commander Owens.
Please join us. We have a lot to talk about.